Good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph Bav Basra. I'm going to start from the 8th line from the top. Omer Rabbi Yechonim Mishom Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai. Kol she'enoi maniach ben liyarshoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu molei alav evra. Someone that does not leave over a son to yarshin him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is molei alav evra. Sounds like Hashem is very angry at that person. How do we know that? By the Yerusha, the Gemara actually made a drasha earlier. One of the Amirayim learned that this is the makar for that Av is Yerush. But usually, when the Torah says the next day, stage, if that person is not here, then we give the nachal to the next in kin. It says unisatem. When there's no son and there's a daughter, it says vahavartem. And you pass over the son to give it to the daughter. You remove the nachla from the son, I should say, and give it to the daughter. Why does the Torah switch and use lashon havartem? So the Gemara says over here, it's a remiss of the word evra. Inside the havartem is the word evra. So someone, uchsiv yom evra hayema, who? So we see from here, if someone doesn't have a havartem, someone doesn't have a son, because it says, im ein loy ben vahavartem. And we in a different pasuk it says Yem Evra Yem Ahu Malosh Asher Ein Chalif Islam We Will Early Kim. Sorry, Yem Evra Yem Ahu. So we see whenever there's no son, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Malei Alav Evra. Okay, L'Chayr needs a little explanation. It wasn't the person's fault. It wasn't the person's fault. We'll see. So maybe at this point of the Gemara, you'll say, "Oh, maybe the person didn't try to have children. That's why Hashem is upset." We'll see in a second the story of Rabbi Yochanan that the Gemara needs more explanation. Zok the Gemara Vayte. Asher ein chalifo islamoi v'lo yer elikim. Asher ein chalifo is the lashon of change. If someone doesn't have a change, I mean a replacement, so v'lo yer elikim, it's a sign that he doesn't fear Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What does the pasuk mean? Asher ein chalifos lamoi v'lo'er likim. It's a sign of not having yiras shemayim if someone doesn't have a chalifa. He doesn't have someone to replace him. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua explained it. Chad Amar, one of them said, kol sheniach ben, someone that does not leave over a son to replace him. The Chad Amar, and one of the Amirayim said, one of these two Amirayim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of them said, kol she'eni minich talmud. He didn't leave over a talmud. So now, as customary, a lot of times we had members that we had transmitted the Messiah that two Amirayim had a machlokes about something, and then the Gemara tries to figure out, okay, who said which one, right? So the Gemara first says, Tistayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Talmud. Must be Rabbi Yochanan's the one that said that you have to leave over a Talmud. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dein Garme, Dasi Roy Beer. Rabbi Yochanan used to be Menachem other people, maybe himself, Menachem other people, or he kept it for himself, but he said, Dein Garme, this is either the bone or the tooth. The Rambam over here says it means the tooth, Dasi Roy Beer. Rabbi Yochanan said that he buried 10 children. So, Rashbam says that he used to go be Menachem other people with it and show. Yeah, so Rashbam says it means a tooth. A tooth is not metame. Garme usually means a bone, but over here the Rashbam says it means tooth. So you actually save a tooth to show people and say, this is the tooth. In other words, you know, when someone's suffering, you say, you know, other people, you know, also suffered and we're able to get through this. That's what Rabbi Yochanan saved it for. So Rabbi Yochanan buried 10 children. Sounds like from the Gemara he had no other sons left. Now, says Rishbam, if Rabbi Yochanan held, if does one Amir is saying that it's a sign of a bad thing, probably Rabbi Yochanan would not have advertised that. Unfortunately, Chmon Litzlan, he wasn't left over with any sons. If it was a bad thing, it must be Rabbi Yochanan thought that what does it mean? Asher in chalifos v'lo yer elikim. That's referring someone doesn't have a talmud, someone doesn't have a son. Like we see in such a situation, maybe like it's not up to him. A talmud is something you can control a little bit more. Okay, so open up a yeshiva, teach a little more, you know, do a little bit more marketing, whatever it is, find the right talmud, whatever it is, something maybe it's a little bit more in control. So that's maybe a sign that it's a bad thing if you don't have a talmud. But if someone doesn't have a son, that's not really up to him. The Bechina wouldn't have advertised from the Rebbe, let's say the Rebbe's perspective.
No, maybe that's
it. Oh. No, here. The Shbam says, Chotzev alai mand mefarsim chatoi. Right here? It could be nowadays. Philosophy, you know, could be certain philosophies change over time. But Akapanim, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon wouldn't have advertised if he would have held there was a pagam in the person. Like the Gemara says, the person doesn't advertise, but he doesn't have vera. So Chayyur Rabbi Yechon wouldn't have advertised. So when the Rabbi Yechon and Amar Talmud, if Rabbi Yechon is the one that said Talmud, it must be Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that said someone doesn't leave over a son, that's a sign of a bad person. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Shua ben Levi li'ozle be'tamya el le'be'man d'shachav b'le'bani. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, like most you can imagine, most Amirayim, I spent the day learning, right? Or maybe at the work, but Akapanon, they try to learn every possible moment. Let's say there was a shiva, so I didn't go around to all the shiva houses to get the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. It was he didn't want to give up his time from learning. So the Gemara says Itaka didn't do Menachem Avel, except only in very specific situations. He held the person so much tzar that he wanted to give the person chizik. Like, I'm just thinking out loud that would be the chiluk. That's when it's a shiva, just it's mitzvah. Okay, but sometimes the person mamish sabrach and he felt that he has to go and give the person chizik. So he never went, except what was the case that he felt it was very important to go to Hazah Sheva? Which one? Someone that died without any son. Tichsev. Bachay sifke lahoylich, mam Rav Yudah Merav, lahoylich b'lei ben zachar. Bachay sifke, you should cry a lot for the someone that dies without sons. So he used to go to that shiva. If we just have a pasuk and we said Hashem Chalif is loyal to Kim, it's a sign that someone did something bad. So you're going to say that he went to the shiva house dafka to the person that did something, you know, that's a simon that he doesn't have an ear, Shemayim to a Rasha. From all the shiva houses he went to, he specifically picked the person that we single out as being a Rasha.
All his sons died,
right? Right.
It was all of them. He was Rasha? Obviously something else, another explanation there. So.
Didn't he have another son after?
Who? Rabbi Yechon?
The rest of the story.
I hear. Dovi's asking Kasha, what's the difference? Which Amoira said it? The fact of the matter is, Rabbi Yechon and Lamaisa saying that his sons didn't die. So how could you say? In other words, we have a shot if Rabbi Yechon said it or not. Okay. Maybe Rabbi Yechon didn't hold like that. But the fact of the matter is, that's the Metzius, that that's what happened to Rabbi Yechon. His sons died. So how could Chaya? Good cash. I don't know.
Maybe that's why Moshe
got
also.
What?
Maybe that's why
Moshe got
the
Talmud.
Right. That could be.
Very good. So L'chayro, we see the Vaita, it must be Rabbi Shua ben Levi does not think of it as a strike against the person if he doesn't have any sons. Right, if Rabbi Shua ben Levi specifically went to Menachem Avil, those available. So the Mar says it must be the other way. El Rabbi Shua ben Levi thinks nothing wrong. If it wasn't up to the person, he didn't have any sons, okay. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't in his control. It must be Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it's a strike against a person if he doesn't leave over a Talmud. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Damar Talmud, Rabbi Yechon, Amar Ben. So now we're stuck. It's not Rabbi Yechon and it's not Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Says the Gemara. Kasha, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara like, Kasha, how did they have the Rabbi? Rabbi Yechon himself must be didn't think that there was anything wrong if someone didn't have any sons, because that's what happened to him. He wouldn't like, not because it happened to him, he had the gear, as Ram says, but he wouldn't have advertised the fact that he didn't have any sons. must be Rabbi Yochanan said over this memra, someone doesn't have any sons, is Kim. That he said over from his Rebbe, and it was not his personal opinion. His personal opinion was like Rabbi Shul ben Levi, that the Pasuk is referring to someone who doesn't leave over a Talmud. Darish Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama. My dechsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Let's read it on the side. Pasuk Vav. V'hadad shoma b'mitzrayim ki shochav dover ha-mavoisov v'chimeis yoyov saratzova. So Hadad heard, when he was in Mitzrayim, he heard two things. Shochav dover ha-mavoisov, that dover ha-melech died, v'chimeis yoyov saratzova, yoyov ben tzruya died. The Gemara's ask, v'chimeis yoyov saratzova, when the Pasuk says that David died, it says shechiva, which is, sounds like he laid down to rest. However, by yoyov it says misa. What's the difference in the Lashon HaPasuk when the Pasuk discusses David and Yayev? Says the Gemara, David shinich ben, David the leftover son, he had Shleim HaMelech, he had someone to replace him. That wasn't like a total misa, he wasn't totally daddy. He left over a replacement. So it says Shechiva, he laid down. Yayev shleinich ben, Yayev nalu of his son, member by misa, it says he died. In fact, the Gemara, v'yoyev lo'yinich b'ben, lo'yinich ben, v'achsev, the Pasuk says, mibnei yoyev oivadye ben yichil, v'imoy, v'sayim ishmoyin asar zacharim. And upon him, the Pasuk says, that from the children of Yoyev was oivadye ben yichil, clearly, Yoyev had children. Ella, David shinich ben kemoysoy, nemer by shchiva. Yoyev shinich ben kemoysoy, nemer misa. Yeah, they both had children. But who did David HaMelech leave over? He left over the Shleim HaMelech. Someone who was a tzaddik kemaisai. So Taka let his legacy continue through Shleim. But unfortunately, sometimes people have children and are not in their madrega. And therefore, in a certain sense, that is a stronger level of Misa, because yes, they left over children. They have physically people to continue them. However, but on a ruchnistic level, Ner Madrega, they didn't leave over. So the Pasuk Gemara is saying that Yoyev's children weren't on his Madrega. And therefore, when Yoyev died, that was more of a level of Misa than by David HaMelech. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Darash Rav Pinchas, Bar Chama, the Rishbam points out what's the flow of the Gemara. Is going to be, just because we have a drasha from Pinchas Bar Chama, the last Gemara was good, because we're talking about someone didn't leave over a son. And the next Gemara, which is going to be a Zaitig concept, that's because it's the same Amora, which we find a lot of times in the Gemara. When you have Amora that's set over a few memories, we used to group it together in the Gemara. I used to learn by heart, and it was easy for them to remember. At any rate, Darash Rav Pinchas Bar Chama. Rav Pinchas Bar Chama said, Kasha anias b'teich beisa shel adam yoiser mechamisha makas. That anias is a very bad thing. It's more than 50 physical pains. 50 makas. Shenemar, chanuni chanuni atem reyoi ki yad eloika nagabi. That Yoyev said, chanuni chanuni hamrechmanis ki yad eloika nagabi. The hand of Hashem hit me. Kamri lechavri. What did the chavri Yoyev respond? He shamar at al tefim. El oven, ki hazeh b'charto mi'oyni. Don't be so concerned the fact that you have so many makas, you're in so much pain, because this you chose, or this is chosen more than anias. Hashem still likes you. Don't think that Hashem is so upset with you that you got so many, you're in so much pain, because you see, Hashem still left you over your money. So you see that being very poor, not having any money, is worse than physical pain. How do you see it's worse than 50? We say by the Seder. What do we say by the Seder? Vayayim mitzayim etz belikimhi. Valayam. Vayayim Yisrael say, Yeragdela. Kam alakum mitzayim esamakas. Valayam laku chamishamakas. You see, when it says the hand of Hashem, it's referring to 50 makas. So Mele, what did Yoyev say? He said, "Ki yad Eloi kanogabi, the hand of Hashem. The hand of Hashem is 50 makas." And still, Chaver Yiv responded, "Ki alzeh b'chartami oini, that oini is even worse than 50 makas." Darash Rav Pinchas Bar Chama, kol sheish lechoyle b'teich beisai, What does someone do? Rachman al-Tzlan, he has a choyl in his house. What should he do about it? Yetzel eitzel chocham v'yivakishel of rachamim shenemer chamas melech malachim aves. What happens if it's in a situation of chamas melech, Hashem is angry and it's malachim aves, is someone that is turning to die, what should he do? V'ish chocham yichaprenu. An ish chocham, a tzaddik, a davin, and clean away and fix the situation. Getting back to Yesh Neuchelin, Halachas aspect of it, the Seder Nachas. Boy Rami Rachama. Rami Rachama asks a question. Avi ha'av, v'achei ha'av. What's the situation that the father of the mace is also dead? Who would Yarsha? Kegoin Avram v'Yishmael. Okay, so the Gemara picks easy names for us to know the lineage. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram had two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael. And Yitzchak had two sons, Yaakov and Esav. Esav dies, right? And we don't mean specifically them, but just that lineage, okay? So Esav died. Yitzchak was already dead. Who goes first? Avraham, the grandfather. He's two generations up. Or Yishmael, the uncle, who was Yitzchak's brother. So Yitzchak's not here, right? Assuming Esav didn't have any children, they would go first. So who would be the next in line? Yitzchak. But Yitzchak's also not alive. Do we say it goes to Yitzchak's father, Avram? Or do we say it goes to Yitzchak's brother, Yishmael? Kegoyin, Avram v'Yishmael b'nichsei Esav. Esav and Kaidim, who goes first? Amar Rava. Rava says, Chaba Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Ah, Mishnah. Ferish and Am Mishnah Toshma Ha'av Koydim L'chol Yetzirei, that the father goes before all of his descendants. So the Ferish and Mishnah that Avram goes before his descendants Yishmael. So Rava said, Rabbi Chama asked very interesting question, thought provoking question. So Rava, very nice. Shailah to Ferish and Mishnah. The Gemara Taka has an issue. What's Shan Rabbi Chama? Ferish and Mishnah. How come he didn't bring a riot? Says the Gemara, find in a few places in Shas. So the Shas references the other places. The Rami Bar Chama Agav Churfe Le'ayinba. Not sure exactly what it means. Rashbam says he was so tifarayin thinking about the lumdus of the Shaila. He was thinking about, that's the literal translation of Churfe. Rami Bar Chama asked very tifa lumdus of Shailas, and Rambam says he was thinking already about the next Shaila. He was so much thinking about the Shailas that he wasn't Mason Leif to Mishnah. I was just saying what the words are. So it's difficult to understand exactly what it means. Rambam says, Agav Churfe the Tapir Rambam Charifusai Shayotorid B'Sheila Acheres L'Kamon. The Gemara is going to bring another Shaila of Rambam Rechama. That's the sort of the main Shaila of the Gemara. That's Taka Shaila that we need to clarify. He was already thinking about the next Shaila. He didn't think about his first Shaila enough if it was arrived from the Mishnah. Akuponim, what's the first Yisoid we have in the Gemara? It's in the Mishnah, really. That Ha'av Koydim Chol Yetzei Reichach. The father will always go before his descendants. Now, to clarify that a little bit more, we need the next Gemara. Boi Rami Bar Chama. Avia Av Ve'echav. Kegoin. Same case. Esav dies and Yitzchak's already dead. Who goes first? Does Avram go first or does Yaakov go first? Before we had the grandfather and the uncle. Now we're asking, what's the halacha of the grandfather and a brother? So Esav died. He doesn't have any children. Yitzchak's already dead. So do we say it goes up two generations to Avram or do we say it goes to the brother? So Amar Rava. Same right. Amar Rava Tashma. We just said, the Mishnah says, Ha'av Koydim L'chol Yotzei Reche. A father, the father goes before all his descendants. So same thing. Yaakov was Avram's descendant. Very Shemishnah that the father goes before all of his descendants. So that was Rava's Raya. So Varami Bar Chama. So the same question, why didn't Rami Bar Chama bring the raya? Says the Gemara, because Rami Bar Chama held it's not a raya, and the Gemara is taka gonna paskin, not like Rav. Okay? I just wanted to give the framework of the Gemara. Nachamo, the Gemara is a shayla. does the grandfather, the situation is the dead person didn't have any children and his father was already dead. Do we say it goes to the grandfather? Rashbam points out, Bnei Banim Harein Kebanim. Do we say it goes to the grandfather or does it go to the brother of the mace? So Esav dies, he doesn't have children, Yitzchak's already dead. Do we say it goes up to the grandfather Avram or do we say it goes to his brother Yaakov? So Rav wants to bring a raya again from the Mishnah that it says Ha'av, the father of Yitzchak, goes before all of Yitzchak's children, right? Ha'av koidim chol yetzirecha. The father of Yitzchak goes before Yitzchak's children, who is Yaakov. So clearly, Zak Zak Rava, I see that in the Mishnah, Avram goes before Yaakov. Says the Gemara, V'romi Baracham held it's not a raya. Why? Yoytzi yirecha shalai v'lo yoytzi yirecha shal b'noi. Which is the psak. That what? The Mishnah says the father goes before his descendants. Who's the his? We have two people over here. Yitzchak was going to yarsh him, but Yitzchak's dead. Right? So it says that the father, Avram, goes before all of his descendants. Is his Avram or is his Yitzchak? Rava said, he yashins before any of his descendants, including Yitzchak, because Yitzchak died, and we said the father goes before his descendants. Rav assumed that included even all of Yitzchak's descendants. Says the Gemara, no. Rami Bacham held, and we taka paskin, the Gemara is going to say dekanami, that Avram goes before any of his own descendants, excluding Yitzchak's descendants. Right? Any of Avram's other descendants besides Yitzchak's own children, Avram goes first. So basically, to come from a different angle, the Gemara is saying like this. The Yerusha, what's the Seder of the Yerusha? It always goes, who's the first? A son or a daughter? Right? Son? No, son goes to the daughter. Goes down. Chas v'shalom, Rechmon l'tzlan, someone dies, he doesn't have any children. It goes up to the mace's father. If the mace's father is already dead, so we do the same exact thing. We say, one second. Right? So again, Esav died. It goes up to Yitzchak. Yitzchak died. So now we do the same exact thing. We say, did Yitzchak have any other children? He goes down. His sons, not his daughters. If it can't go down, because he doesn't have any other children, he didn't have a second son. Again, it goes back up. So it goes to Yitzchak's father. And then it could go back down to Avram's other children. So we always go... We first try to go down to a son or a daughter. We can't go down, so we go up, right? So again, let's say Esav dies, he didn't have children, we go up to Yitzchak. Before we're able to go up a second step to Avram, we say, one second, did Yitzchak have any other children? Oh, he had Yaakov? So a son goes before the father. So every single stage, we first do son or daughter, and if there's no son or daughter, then we're able to go up to father. So that's the way, a very easy way to always remember the Seder Nachlis, because you never have to think of uncles and brothers and third cousins and fourth cousins. It's never have to figure out. It's this type of relative, closer relative to that type of relative. The Seder Nachlis is, we go down, if the person didn't have descendants, we go up a generation. And then at the same point, that the upper generation, Yitzchak is not alive, we do the same thing. Did Yitzchak have other children besides the mace? We give it to those children. And if those children died, but they have children, then we'll go to their grandchildren. So a fourth generation great-grandchild will go before the grandfather. Right? So again, like if Yaakov, Esav dies...
Descend before Esav.
Very good. Right? So if Esav dies... And Yaakov had a great-grandchild, he would yarshin before Avram, even though that's five generations and it's two generations, and Bnei Banim Harein Kebanim, we have Alamailas, but that's the way it works, is we always try to go down, and if it can't go down, then we go up. So this that the Mishnah says, Ha'av koidim uchal yetzirecha, the Mishnah says the father goes first, means the father always goes before his own descendants, except for the mace itself has other descendants. So Yitzchak's other descendants go before Avram himself. Anyone who goes first in Achla, which is Yitzchak, goes before Avram. So therefore, Yoytze Yerechai, Kaidman. And the Elohi say, Yitzchak, if Yitzchak could be alive, Yitzchak Kaidman, Yitzchak could come before Avram. Hashnami, the lesser Yitzchak, now that Yitzchak's not alive, is Yaakov Kaidman, Yaakov goes first, Shmamina. Only Shiloh is, I don't know if we spoke about it, I'm not going to speak about it either right now. Just not to mention one you said, is the concept of Mishmash. Spoke about it? Right? So that's what we now are discussing. Grandchildren, grandfathers, does it skip, does it go directly, or does it go in two stages?